It's the evening of the 13th of June, 1959. I am now up at the Midland Road station for the British Railways. This station hasn't always been the British Railways. It was the LMS, and previous to that, it was the Midland Railway. And it is the Midland Railway that I myself, Wally Jakes, know it so well. The station has been open, I understand, about 93 years. So now, this is a sorry affair. The little trap door that we're so used to, that opens in the booking office, the ticket punching machine, and all these people who used to come here and say, oh, this is a drafty old place, they'll all be silent from now on, because this is the last train. Now, I've got plenty of time before the train comes in, so I propose to switch off now and wait a little while until the train is more likely to come in. Well, the train won't be many minutes before it's here now. Here's the train. Well, here we are, with a full train load of passengers. The edges of the platform have all been nicely painted white for the occasion. And you can hear the general station noises going on. The photographer running by. There's quite a lot of people here today, or this evening, should I say. The time is now nearly 8:30. It's still near the engine, should give us a whistle shortly, so I'll leave it for now. The last one. Perhaps the following details may be of interest. The train left Kettering at 8:10 p.m. It consisted of four carriages carrying over 150 passengers, most of whom were on a souvenir ride. It was hauled by steam locomotive and tender number 46467. It was originally owned by the London Midland Scottish Railway and was designed by H.D. Ivatt and introduced in 1946. They were about 127 of these locos made. Railway enthusiasts would know this type as a Class 2 Ivatt LMS Mogul 1946 class. Wheel arrangement 260. The loco weighed 84 tons, 5 hundredweight.